And here we have a huge number of people who are part of this study, over 1,400 subjects. Again, these subjects typically were in their mid-30s. Asthma was present in about 30% of them. Inhaled corticosteroid use in about 30%, albeit with good lung function. We're looking at FEV1 percents of predicted 97, 98%. They had allergic rhinitis for about 18 or 19 years. Once again, the minority are monosensitized. Around 25% are only sensitized to dust mite. About 75% are sensitized to dust mite and pollens and animal danders and the like. These people are highly sensitized. If you look at their wheel sizes for dust mite, it runs around 10 millimeters. So these are big wheel size on skin tests. And if you look at allergen-specific IgE to both dust mites, running on a range of 13 to 14 up to 16 kilounits. So substantial amounts of allergen-specific IgE, substantial size of their skin test. So we would say, yes, highly sensitized individuals. So the way this was done is to give the tablets over a year, and the last 8 weeks were the efficacy analysis period. And the tablets were begun in the winter, so this efficacy analysis period is essentially in the winter of the following year, end of the fall into the winter, which was considered the dust mite season when you don't have confounding pollen seasons.